boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Man, I got today.
What happened?
There's several text messages you don't want to get from your dad, and the one I got today was, dude, did you run a red light? With a photo of a ticket from a traffic camera.
How'd he get that?
Well, because my car is registered to my parents still. So, you know, it's really awesome and fun about that is that if I do get a ticket,
they're going
to
get it first.
It goes to their mailbox and not mine. So at first I was like, what? Where can you tell me where this is at? Like, I don't think who is like, yeah, I totally ran a red light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did. So he tells me like where it was at and oh, you must have been coming from this place. So I'm like, okay, I'll handle it. There's a website on there. I'll take it from here, Dad. Thank you so much.
I'll pay the ticket.
So I go online to pay it because if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And really awesome feature now with these tickets is that you can watch video footage of you breaking the traffic law.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
On here, on the picture.
I don't want you to commit a crime.
I mean, I'll show you. You go to the website. And I saw this in the picture and I was like, okay, I got to pay this before he can go in and see that I actually probably am guilty of doing this. So yeah, I went on, I paid it. And then I was like, you know what? I'll watch that footage to see if I actually did it. I did on accident. It looked like it was a little yellow. But yeah, I'm like, wow, this is super awesome. I need to change my registration to myself.
Well, you know what? No, knowing that now, moving forward, if I were to ever go through a red light, I'm putting up the peace sign.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
My head out the window. You know, if you are now that I know that you're getting videoed, you might as go all out. It's like, you know, when you're at Adventureland and you know where
on the roller coaster.
When you know where the cameras are at or on the roller coaster and you're like, all right, stick out your tongue.
Make it Instagram worthy at least. Jeez.
It's kind of funny that you brought up getting a traffic ticket.
I got caught.
Because anybody who knows me knows that I have a fear of those traffic cameras.
I guess I normally don't even think about it, but now it's going to be, that's the first one I've ever gotten in the mail like that. So now it's all I'm going to think about.
Dude, I know where every single one is at in the city of Cedar Rapids and Marion and literally every city because I am absolutely terrified of traffic cameras.
I need you to draw me a map because clearly I am not educated.
And like I can tell you which ones are, and what they're looking for. Like, are they just speed? Are they just
red light?
Are they both? Like, I could tell you. And like, if anybody's ever with me, I'm like, hey, that's a red light one up there. You might want to slow down because this one's looking like it's about to turn red on you. Like, I'm annoying around those traffic cameras.
Can you please make an app of,
oh my God, I should.
That's what I'm saying, of all of your knowledge. And then I'll log in as I'm driving and then you can yell at me.
And then it should go, doo-doo-doo.
Coming up, you're going to hit a traffic camera. And this one is a red light. Watch out, girly pop.
Oh,
that's what it should say.
Yeah, I guess that's what I need.
Slow down, Taylor.
That's what I needed a week ago.
That's what it should do.
I think you should work on it. We need somebody that can build an app to make it happen.
You know, buddy?
Nope.
Cramp.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Having adult friends, honestly, I feel like is harder than it was like going up to somebody in kindergarten being like, do you want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because it's like, oh, we all have our own responsibilities. And then when you do have free time, you're like, I'd rather stay home, honestly. Well, there's a new term that I learned that may help us all make sure that our friendships are healthy and thriving. And that is friendship snacks.
Ooh, what is that?
Which sounds so much fun. And really, it's actually not that hard. Because nobody wants to be the friend that like falls off and you're like, oh, well, I guess they don't care about me anymore.
Yeah.
That was nice to know them. But friendship snacks are really just little bite-sized social interactions to nourish friendships. So the experts give examples of like really quick, how are you texts or how's it going or congratulations on whatever's going on in their life, happy birthday texts, sending each other TikToks or memes that remind you of each other. And they say it's really good if you send something that reminds you of that person, just to like share that moment and be like, hey, I still think of you, even though we may not have time to see each other, which immediately I was like, oh my gosh, I got a friendship snack this weekend.
Who?
I have a friend that was a really close friend throughout college, and she now lives in Des Moines, so we don't see each other that often. And she sent me a Snapchat memory of us like going out 4 years ago. And she was like, miss you, let's catch up soon. And then that sparked a little conversation of like, oh my gosh, I need to hear the updates about your love life and I need to plan a trip there. And I was like, wow, that was a friendship snack. But I feel like, what is the best way? Because sometimes I feel like if somebody texts you like, hey, how's life? It's almost like, oh God, how much time do you have? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the TikToks are the best for me personally.
I'm going to be honest with you. And it's no diss towards you and your friend, but what you and your friend did is something that I absolutely cannot stand.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's the miss you, hope we catch up soon. There, you both know you're going to make zero plans, and that just drives me nuts. I hate when people like send you a message and like, hope, like we should grab lunch sometime. We're never going to grab lunch sometime. Let's just be honest with each other.
Hate
when we say things like that, because I'm like, we're never going to do it. So I feel like the best friendship snack would just be like, send me a snap and just be like, hey, or send me a text like, hey, how's it going?
Oh,
you know, that is better than just making false plans that we both know are never going to happen.
Well, I can't lie. We have not made any plans yet.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Something strange is happening.
What?
Something weird is happening when people are adopting cats, dogs. We all have something on our mind when we're doing that, because we all kind of are naming them around the same thing. There's a trend.
Okay, like name inspo?
Yeah, they aren't all the same name, but there's definitely a category that they're all being named after, is what I would say. It's getting freaky. What do you think is on everybody's mind right now?
Dinner. I don't know. Is that the wrong answer?
No, that's not wrong. I mean, dinner is on my mind right now. No, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, she's everywhere.
With the Eras Tour, you've got the Tortured Poets Department that just dropped on Friday. I mean, she's constantly on your mind. If at any point you thought maybe she'd get out of your head, she's like, hello, I'm back again.
It's not possible right now.
So this isn't just a normal cat story for you.
No.
This is a Taylor Swift cat story for
you. Whoa!
Because there's a trend. People are naming their cats and dogs after Taylor Swift. And not just her alone, but things that have to do with Taylor Swift.
Okay, I like that. Because I don't think I would name my cat or dog Taylor, because that's my name. And
that
I
would
had
be
it
weird.
First.
Taylor Jr.
So I'm here for the inspo.
Okay, well, the top 10 trending musician names. I'll tell you like the top three. Donna, Sierra.
Donna?
And
what?
And Cardi. I'm assuming like Cardi B.
Wait, what was number two? I missed that. I was
Sierra.
Stuck on Donna. What?
Donna's number one, Sierra, and then Cardi B. Those are the top three, but Taylor Swift makes it in the top 10. She's number 7.
Cute. Love it.
So people are naming their pets after Taylor. Swiftie is new to the list this year.
A little Swiftie.
Now you can name it Swiftie.
Uh-huh.
Or you could name it Swifty.
That's giving me Swiffer Duster.
That one's up 37%.
Swiffer Duster?
No, not Swiffer.
Oh, jeez. I'm losing it over here. Who's calling their poor cat that? Darn it.
No. Dear Lord. No, please don't.
Swiftie. Okay.
Swiftie and Swiftie are up. The last one is up 37%. Also weird, Kelsey is the number one trending dog name in America. That is up 135%.
I mean, yeah, you're killing two birds with one stone with that. Football fans, Taylor fans,
oh, yeah,
all the things. So, yeah, that makes sense.
I feel
to
like
me.
That is such a good dog name.
Kelsey. Yeah, I like
girl that. Or boy. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's perfect. Also, dog names inspired by Taylor Swift music that is trending is Cardigan. That's up 31%.
Who's calling their dog Cardigan?
You were going to name one Swift or Tutter.
No, I wasn't. Now somebody will, I'm sure.
August is up 9%. I like that.
I like that.
Me too. Betty is up 8%.
Uh-huh.
Karma, 7%. Midnight, 6%. And Evermore is new to this list this year. Okay. I also really like Evermore.
I like Evermore too.
Now, in the battle of the exes.
Oh, geez.
Because her exes are making the list. Harry Styles, up 98%.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think a little cat named Harry is just cute.
Well, Harry is up 9%, but Harry Styles, 98%. Calvin, though, that's down 3%.
Poor Calvin.
Maddie, like Maddie Healy, Maddie's down 8%.
As it should be. We hate him, right?
We do. Carly's down 8%. Joe is down 15%.
Oh.
Jake is down 11%. And John, good old John Mayer,
John
is down a whopping negative 42%.
Holy cow.
Ain't nobody naming their pet John Mayer. But up next year will be Swift or Duster.
You just wait.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
I'd be a little careful if I was you listening to Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Why?
Because you could get yourself in some big trouble with the police department.
The police?
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought Taylor Swift would release an album that could get you in trouble with the police?
I don't know that I believe you. I'm confused.
Okay, so the Spring Hill, Kansas City Police Department posted on Facebook and they said, presented is their professional analysis of the Tortured Poets Department pertaining to public safety.
Oh boy. Okay, this sounds serious.
This is very serious, Taylor. They basically went through the entire album, the double album, all of the long, there was a lot of songs.
This is like 30.
Yeah, right. And they went through all the lyrics and they want to let you know that some of those lyrics aren't very safe.
Okay.
Let's start with Fortnite, which is the song you just heard a couple minutes ago featuring Taylor Swift and Post Malone. There's a song called I Want to Kill Her. They say murder is illegal.
Oh, thank you for the reminder, I guess.
There's a song called The Tortured Poets Department on the album.
Yeah.
And there's a lyric on there called Throwing Spikes in the Road. They said, we can, you can't.
Oh, that's true. You shouldn't.
There's a song called My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. On that, there's a lyric called Stole My Tortured Heart. They said, theft is illegal, torture is creepy, but also illegal.
Yes, that is also true, I guess.
Also on the album is one of my favorite songs, But Daddy, I Love Him. There's a lyric that says, I'd rather burn my whole life down. They said arson is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, she is just racking up these felonies.
I know, right? I'm surprised she's not arrested yet. Also on the album is a song called I Look in People's Windows.
What?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't gotten that far in the album yet.
And the lyric is, I look at people's windows in case you're at their table.
Stalking.
And they said, you're under arrest, Peeping Tom.
I will never hear it the same.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
What a lovely, blustery Earth Day. Literally,
I forgot it was Earth Day.
It is. Happy Earth Day, everybody. No, literally, like, what, 5 minutes ago, you're like, is it raining out there? Is there a train? What's going on?
I did ask.
Is that the wind? I can confirm it is the wind blowing everything around. And you know what? I'm going to have to run out there because...
Is there trash?
There's a piece of trash in our front lawn. On Earth Day.
Not on Earth Day. You better go get that.
So, yeah, I will do my due diligence.
She should have done it live, picking up trash.
Shoot.
Well, live Taylor Window Update, picking up trash.
Just know I'm going to go out there and I'm going to pick that trash up because not on Earth Day.
No way.
No.
We're not doing that here.
I wonder what it is, though.
What does it look like?
It looks like a piece of paper. A brochure, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was like a love note.
Maybe it is. I'll go get it and I'll let you know what it is.
Doo-doo-doo. Breaking update from Taylor's window update.
Okay, so forgive me. I'm out of breath because I really did run outside. It is Earth Day and I saw a piece of trash out in our front lawn. So I ran out and I grabbed it. That was my due diligence for the day. And man, are you going to wish you got this piece of trash a couple weeks ago?
Don't tell me it's like a gift card to something.
It's not a gift card. It is like a, like I said, it's not a brochure. I think it is actually supposed to be hung on. Oh, yep. Door handles, but it just never was. It's for a moving company. And
are you kidding me? I could have used this.
Their tagline says, we'll help you save your back and your wallet.
Dude, come on.
So I will be handing this over to you.
I already moved everything and my back is wrecked. Why do you think I have a heating pack on it right now?
Well, I'm going to give this to you and you can save it for next time.
I needed that paper a week ago.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Happy Earth Day.
I can never, ever, ever show my face in Cedar Rapids traffic ever again.
Okay, why?
Something so embarrassing happened to me this morning and I don't want anybody to ever see me again.
Did people see it happen?
Oh, Lord, did people see it happen? You know, there's a lot of construction happening right now and they got cones everywhere. We are in the fifth season, y'all. This is a season of construction. And I have been pretty proud of myself of never hitting an orange cone in my life. But you always see weirdos who do it.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever done that either. But like, I don't want to.
How could you hit that orange cone, you loser?
You did
focus
it.
On the road. I did everything I could to not hit that orange cone. But I hit an orange cone. Just wiped it. Just wiped that.
How bad are we talking? Like you just knocked it over.
Dude, I almost didn't even think there was going to be an orange cone after
you flattened it.
After I hit it. And not only did I just do it, and it was embarrassing to do it, and I haven't looked to see if there's any damage to my car. I hope not. But there was construction workers. Beautiful looking men who are beautifully doing construction work all around who are probably like, oh God, look at that lady who can't drive.
How did this happen? Did it jump out in front of you?
I swear to God it did.
I don't think it did.
I swear to God it did. And I also did in front of neighbor man. So now he also probably thinks I can't drive.
Yeah, I feel like you probably just lost your driving capabilities.
Oh, 100%. We have all had those moments where you just absolutely embarrass yourself in traffic and you're like looking around, you're like, please, 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 please tell me nobody saw that. They definitely didn't teach me that in driver's ed.
Yeah, that happens more often than I would like to admit. Be honest with you.
We want to know, how have you embarrassed yourself in traffic? We are not going to judge you because Lord, we know we've done more than probably you.
Well, first I got to shout out Jeremy on the Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
Because he said, not me, let it be known, not Jeremy, but caught people digging in their noses at stoplights. And then you give them the look of like,
I saw,
and you now know that I saw. That's pretty embarrassing. I have not had that happen, thank God. But what I have had happen, which is mortifying, is when you're having a little jam sesh, right?
No!
You're singing, you're maybe doing a little drum tapping on the steering wheel, and you look over and somebody is smiling at you or laughing at you, or I've never had anybody take a video, but that's always my biggest fear, is that somebody's gonna like snap a pic, and then you're like, oh shoot, this isn't a private concert, I should stop.
Have you ever had that moment where you pretend you're like in a music video? And
oh my God, yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is such a depressing song, you know, and then it happens to be, it's also like, you know, raining outside and you're like, this is perfect. I'm in a music video.
Especially, let me tell you where this happens, is on the highway, right? Because you feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're doing the dramatic look out the window and you're making eye contact with somebody's grandma who's like, are you okay?
I don't even want to admit how many times a week I do this, but Katie and I both stop at green lights.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing. And then you get honked at and you're like, oh God, I'm so stupid.
And then I'm like, I wasn't texting and driving. I'm just dumb.
I just didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry.
In my head, green was red.
It really feels like that sometimes. But yeah, it's even more embarrassing when somebody else sees it happen and honks at you.
And that's so embarrassing. How have you embarrassed yourself, though, in traffic?
Shauna, what happened to you?
So back in high school, I had a straight six-cylinder vehicle that if you push the gas to the floor, it will flood instantly and shut off. So it did it right after school at a four-way where it was really busy. And actually two guys that were two cars behind me had to get out of their car to push my car out of the way and put it on the side of the road so people can go through. Just felt bad because my classmates behind me, they had to get out and push my car out of the way. Everybody was staring at me and laughing and mad, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
In high school, that's like a nightmare.
No, I know. And everyone's gonna make fun of you for like 6 weeks.
Like, oh, we saw Shauna after school yesterday, broken down.
Do you even know how to drive?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're so mean in high school.
That's my literal nightmare. Keegan, what happened to you?
I was in the Trader Joe's parking lot and my 2-year-old daughter was having a bit of a meltdown. So she was screaming. I'm trying to calm her down. I've got the soundtrack to Disney's Brave playing, blaring out the speakers. And as I'm pulling out of the spot, I accidentally turn the wheel and crease like the car next to me. And full parking lot. Everybody sees it happen. Full scene. Got to get out, you know, exchange insurance information, hang out for a little while.
And was the Disney Brave soundtrack playing the entire time?
the entire time. I hadn't quite registered for me that was going on. So I've got a crying 2-year-old in the back seat. I think it's the first song in Brave called Touch the Sky that's playing. So every time I see that movie, takes me back to the Trader Joe's parking lot when I accidentally hit someone pulling out of my spot.
Oh, traumatizing.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So apparently, according to TikTok, if you are a mom, you fall into one of two categories based on your vehicle.
Woo!
So we'll see.
I'm nervous. Thank God I'm not a mom right now.
Yeah, but
I feel like it's going to be brutal. Is it brutal?
Well, yeah, I guess it could be depending on which category you fall in. So most, you know, parents.
You know what? I'm a cat mom. I'm going to play along.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you can do that. So you think of like the stereotypical mom car, right? Normally it's some sort of SUV. So
can we count my little baby car?
No, but sure.
Okay,
in this situation we can. The people on TikTok are like, oh, I have a white SUV mom, or I have a black SUV mom. So
I'm gonna play along with the black SUV mom.
Okay, depending on the color of the mom car. Apparently that says a lot about your personality. And a lot of people say one is not better than the other. We need to have both types of SUV moms to exist. So let's talk about the white SUV mom first. Apparently these moms have it all together. They have like very specific aesthetics.
No wonder I'm not in that category.
They're organized.
No, that is so not me.
They're the hostess with the mostest. They're really good at having people over, into homemade meals. They're crafty. So that's
God, I wish I was you.
That's the white SUV mom. Now, if you had a black SUV mom, or maybe you are one right now listening to this, like, what are you about
they're
to say
about to
about
me? She's about to destroy us.
This is literally what I heard.
Just tell us we're a hot mess. Go on, sis. We're ready.
It's the first thing I saw.
Is it really?
Hot Mess Express is what the black SUV mom is. A lot of times they're just winging it. They're faking it until they make it. They would rather attend a party than host the party.
Amen.
Not so much into homemade meals, more so going out to
the
eat.
The fast food drive-thrus.
Drive-thrus, frozen meals, all of those things. So that is the black SUV versus white SUV mom.
I've never felt so seen in my entire life.
You are identifying as a black SUV mom.
Cat mom.
There you go.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm really mad at myself that I didn't go to Shark Tank with this first.
Oh boy, this sounds like it was a late night thought.
Because I'm starting to think I could be a millionaire with this hack.
Uh-huh. What it, I'm,
you don't like it. You don't even know what it is.
Normally, I'm sorry, the dumbest ideas follow this type of confidence, and I am one of those people.
Okay, I have a moving hack that I think could save all the stress that comes with moving.
Don't do it.
Well, there's that. But my hack, now hear me out, move at midnight.
Move at midnight?
Yeah, dude, we could even call a company, move at midnight. I kind of like that. It has a ring to it. Move at midnight.
You mean do the deed, aka like move the stuff, move the boxes, drive them over, move them again at midnight.
That's what I mean.
Why?
I did this Saturday night going into Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I was moving just because we just wanted to get it done. We're just tired of like moving. We've been doing it like every single weekend. We just wanted to get it done and over with. And I'm telling you, it was amazing because one, no traffic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like there's nobody on the road really, which was awesome. Number two, I mean, there's like no neighbors really watching you. Hey, what are you doing over there? Because they always want to know. You always got a neighbor who's like, are you moving? Nobody bothers you. Mm-hmm. And then they stop and talk to you for like 20, 30 minutes. And then now you're behind schedule. Nobody bothered you, which was awesome.
Nobody's watching you struggle.
Oh my God. Yes. And then, you know, what's nice is the sun's not out. So one, you're not getting a sunburn. Oh, yeah. Two, you're not sweating up a storm. I mean, I was cool as a cucumber the whole time. Yeah,
it's cooler overnight anyways.
I know. Okay. It was amazing. I'm telling you, move at midnight. And I'm a firm believer that you do your best work at later in the hours. At least for me, I've always done my best cleaning at 2 a.m. So
I don't know about best, but at that point, I'm usually a little like slap happy. So I probably would be less cranky and be a little bit more silly goofy and enjoy it more. So for that reason,
I'm telling you, move at midnight.
I would like to invest.
Earlier today, we were talking about how you embarrassed yourself in traffic.
Which, I mean, how long do you got? Because I have hit things. I have been beeped at. I have been caught having a music video in my car.
It's happened.
There's so many different things.
And Andrea, how have you embarrassed yourself in traffic?
When I was in Washington, D.C., I was going southbound on I-95, and it was bumper to bumper traffic. I'd been sitting there for about an hour, and there was a car trying to merge in on the driver's side. He kept getting closer and closer to me, so close that I could have reached my arm out and touched inside his car. I took my shoe off and I started yelling at him, like, if you get any closer to me. And all you see is his, like, 20-year-old daughter who's in the passenger seat looking straight ahead, and the window just starts to go up.
Dude, you got to know it's getting serious if the shoes come off.
I know, right?
If somebody waved a shoe at me, I would be terrified.
That reminds me of another moment that I embarrassed myself in traffic, and I can't believe I completely forgot about this because this totally tops what happened today. But I was around a school. It was around a school in Cedar Rapids, and I can't remember which one, but I could tell that a school bus needed to get into the school. And we were, the way that the road was, there was like stop and go traffic. So the traffic was backed up. So I had stopped so the school bus could get in to the school. Well, it just happened that the light turned green and now everybody was going. So I had made room for the school bus, but the light turned green. So now everybody's moving and I got honked at because I was trying to be nice to the school bus. Well, I got honked at and I'm like, screw you. Like, I'm trying to be nice to this, you know, this bus driver who's got kiddos, you know. I flipped the person off behind me. Little did I know that the person behind, this is why I'll never flip anybody off ever again, was a police officer. Not on duty though, but they got up next to me and in traffic, they got up next to me and it was a girl, but they waved their badge at me to let me know that they were a police officer.
I would never drive again.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.